Part 2. Long Conversations.
Directions.
In this section, you will hear two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, some questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Conversation 1.
Jack, what would you like to do in your spare time?
Collecting foreign badges.
Foreign badges? How did you start collecting them?
I started traveling. Actually, I have to say that as a teenager, I rather lost interest in badges, and in fact, I threw away a lot, or lost quite a lot. Ones which would be rather valuable today. But when I left university, I got a job in Austria. And whenever I had a holiday, I used to take a cheap trip to countries in Eastern Europe. Badges are very popular there, and I soon started collection again. I've got some really beautiful badges from Czechoslovakia and the Soviet Union, and some lovely ones from Yugoslavia, too.
Do people in Eastern Europe wear badges, or do they just collect them?
Well, I think there are probably three main reasons. I think some people wear them to show that they belong to something. You know, like a group or a club or an association of some sort, like a Rotary Club or a trade union. And then I think people wear badges because they have something to say to the world, to tell people what they think, political or religious badges, which show what kind of person the wearer is, what he or she believes in, what they want to communicate. Or badges which say things like, please don't smoke near me, or I'm a vegetarian. I think that sort of badge is very popular these days.
You said you thought there were three main reasons why people wear badges.
Oh, yes. Well, the third reason, I think, is to show everyone else where you've been. You know, badges which say things like, I've been to Disneyland. A lot of people put stickers like that on their cars, too. There are other reasons, of course, but I think they're the main ones.
Questions. 9. Where did Jack get a job after his graduation? 10. How did Jack start collecting foreign badges? 11. Why do people in Eastern Europe wear badges? 12. What does the badge with "I'm a vegetarian" convey?